Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your closing bell for February 3rd, 2025. Now folks, I'm doing this live on the fly. I'm just going to go through this and edit it and get it out to you guys as quick as I can, because here's what just happened. President Trump, his administration put tariffs on Mexico and Canada over the weekend, and there's already a pause on it as of 5:17 Eastern time. So this was just hot off the presses. So what I want to show you guys is market reaction. Then I'm going to give you my thoughts on what's going to happen at this point. I knew this was going to be a good bargaining tool. I didn't think it would go this fast, but let's get over to see what the markets are doing. Right now, here's what we have throughout the markets. It's basically red across the board. This is, you know how I say sometimes there's a Cinderella story for the day? This is the opposite of that. We have red across the board right through here, and then we have the VIX, which is up. This is the anxiety level on Wall Street. We don't like that being up above 13 or something like that. We're at 18, so that's not good for the markets right now. Let's go over to crypto and just kept look at a few other things. Crypto's currencies, wow, it's up $4,000. Here's what I want to look at. I want to look at the pre-markets. So the Dow Jones, this is what I thought was going to happen once these tariff pieces come off the puzzle. So here's what how you have to look at this. So what the tariffs were doing, they were putting a big chunk of costs onto goods being imported into our country. Was it going to be inflationary? Well, most likely, yeah. You know, but some of this stuff, especially from China, could they reduce their costs and still push it on to our consumers, even with the tariffs, and still be able to sell things? Those are the things we just don't know. So the thought behind this now is, and here's my thought behind it, and I'm going to show you one other caption, because some of these tariffs are going to really affect those out there looking to buy that first home, especially build one. Okay, and I'm going to show you how some of these tariffs are going to be affecting that the cost of prices there here in 1 second. Let's just go real fast and look at how the bond market is reacting to this. The bond market was on just a whirl ride today, and I don't know if this was a blip in the radar, or if there was a technicality here, or was this when basically the markets or somebody knew that there was going to be the tariffs going to be paused, and then it basically retracted, and then we ended the day down 13 ticks. So mortgage rates kind of in the day just flat. Here's where mortgage rates are. So if this is if you're looking out there to try to figure out where to get a mortgage or where the best mortgage rates are, I'll give you all my information at the end of this video, because my name is Dan Freo. I'm actually a national mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico, and I'm also set up with over 30 different lenders. So my slogan is one application, one credit pool, and I'm going to shop your loan to over 30 lenders. If you could do all this on your own, God bless you, go ahead and do it. But if you need my assistance, I'll give you all my information at the end of this video. So that's what we're seeing right through now. That's the breaking news. So let's get over to one piece of the puzzle that a lot of people might not be thinking on the tariff front. But how's this going to affect housing? Are the prices of things going to go up? So a lot of home builders now are coming out and saying, can you exempt some of these things that's really affecting, you know, building right now? Because building is already getting hammered because of mortgage rates and things like that. So let's see what impact of how much it would be in the housing industry with the tariffs taking effect.
Welcome back. Tariffs on lumber and other goods could have a big impact on the housing market. Diana Olick here with us with more on the spillover effect. Diana.
Yes, Sarah, the Home Building Industry Association is already asking President Trump to exempt building materials from the 25% tariffs. In a release over the weekend, NAHB Chairman Carl Harris said more than 70% of the imports of two essential materials that home builders rely on, that is softwood lumber and gypsum, that's drywall, come from Canada and Mexico, respectively. Now, tariffs on lumber and other building materials increase the cost of construction and discourage new development, and consumers end up paying for the tariffs in the form of higher home prices, he said. Up to 30% of softwood, which is your framing lumber, consumed in the U.S. each year, comes from Canada. And while the U.S. has ramped up lumber production in recent years, 70% of all wood product imports, that's $8.5 billion, are from Canada. They're already subject to a 14.5% tariff, so this would raise it to over 39%. And while the Mexican tariffs are now on hold for a month, 71% of lime and gypsum product imports are from Mexico, totaling $352 million. And other materials like steel and appliances are sourced from China. The NAHB says the new tariffs on imports from Canada and China and potentially from Mexico could raise construction material costs by $3 to $4 billion, affecting builders' ability to complete projects. Now, lumber futures are up just around 1.5 to 2% today. They were up higher before the Mexico announcement, up around 6% in the last 5 days. Stocks to watch on this are the home builders, the building ETF, ITB, but also remodeling names like Home Depot, Lowe's, and Sherwin-Williams also taking a hit. And then there is a downstream effect on insurance companies in the wake of the LA wildfires and hurricanes and flooding in the southeast last fall. This will increase the cost of all those rebuilding materials. Sarah?
So more bad news if you're sitting on the sidelines waiting for home prices to come down, because this is going to be an effect with that. But some of the things that people might say is, okay, well, why do they just do this for construction and homes? How about, you know, food and everything else? But you have to understand, construction in the housing market is a huge piece of our GDP and also employs millions and millions and millions of people. So that's one of the reasons for that, the manufacturing part of that equation. So that's why that's a big concern, but hopefully they can work out a deal now that they are, you know, they're at least at the negotiation tables to do something. I've got a good feeling that this is going to work. So let's get over to this piece of it. Here's the rest of the news we have for the rest of the week. We have job numbers coming in tomorrow. That's the JOLT index. This is how many job openings and labor transfers there are. Hopefully it stays under 8 million right through there, because that'll be a thumbs up in that area. And then on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we start getting more on the employment numbers and the true number from the Fed on Friday and what the unemployment rate is. So that's what we're seeing right through there. I have another tool for you guys. Okay, so this is going to be a bonus for everybody that watches through the end and watches daily. I need you guys to go here, and it's called bls.gov/EAG, and I'll try to copy it. And I'll put it down below. Here's an interesting site. If you're moving to a particular state, you might want to go to this website, because let's say, for example, I'm going to move to, let's say I live in Illinois. So I'm going to click Illinois. Here's the cool thing is you can really start driving down that market. You know, where is a good place to live? What's the economics behind it? And all the other things that might be important to you, but might be important to that economy, that local economy that you can find through there. I'm always trying to give you guys tips on how to figure out how your area is doing, what your prices are going to do, because there's no need finding out, you know, okay, Austin, Texas, it might drop in values, but you're living in, you know, Peoria, Illinois. Do you really care? No. So hopefully a lot of the data that I can provide you is specific to you guys directly, where I'll give you that research. One piece of the puzzle that I want to introduce you guys to is every Wednesday we're doing live events. Last week we had Tony on, we had Patrick on. The prior week before that we had Rick on. So if you're a realtor out there and you want to get some exposure on YouTube, if I prefer you have a channel out there, reach out to me. Love to have you on here talking about your local market, because I don't know what your local market is, and I'd love for you to share your information to my viewers. So that's what we're seeing right through there. But before you do anything, folks, before you do anything, apply for a mortgage, apply for a car loan, here's what I need you to do. Go to optoutprescreener.com. Now, I don't make any money on this. I'm just doing this as a customer service announcement, because here's what happens. When you apply for a mortgage or you apply for a car loan, that data is sold by the credit agencies to financial institutions. Now, they have your data. They know that you're looking for a car because you just look for the financing. So now they're selling that data to more companies. And so all these companies are getting your data now, calling you. They don't know anything about you other than you're looking to buy a car. And you can get calls from 30, 40, 50 different companies. If you want to stop that, just go to optoutprescreen.com. You just scroll down the bottom and just fill out your information. That's all it takes. So if you're out there though, and you're looking for some help, okay, you're out there and you're like, okay, I want to buy my first house. If you're really savvy with this stuff, if you know everything you're doing, you know how to find that best rate out in the country, God bless you, go for it. Okay, I'm looking to partner up with maybe 10 people a month that I can help you basically take it from application to keys in your hand. I'm going to teach you every part of that step. To get involved with this, all you need to do is visit my website. You go to therateupdate.com, you can hit apply now button. So here's who I am. My name is Dan Frio. I work at a company that is federally chartered. Okay, that means I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Interesting part is I'm set up with over 30 different lenders, because I can use their services and their rates to help you out. And that's where that's what I do for a living. So I do mortgages, and this is where you find me. Go to the rateupdate.com and hit the apply now button. Or what we'd like you to do is schedule a consultation. Find out a little bit more about me. Let me answer those questions for you before you take that next step. If you want to jump in the front of the line, just do this. Scroll down to the bottom of the website. You're going to find our 800 number right through there and my email address. So you can call 844-775-5626, or you can reach me personally at dan@therateupdate.com. Ask your questions there. Leave me your phone number. Leave me your name. I'll be able to call you, go over that question that you have, and probably some more questions that you're probably most likely going to have. Please, if you have any just comments or something like that, put it down there. But if you really need my help, please reach out to me at these locations. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. I hope you learned something today. If you did, visit me back tomorrow morning. We can start it all over, and I'll let you know the direction of the markets. I think it's going to be a pretty good day tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.